So the gift of a star. Ashley got one recently. Her boyfriend renamed a star for her, and she was like, that's
thank
odd.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Don't know what to do with this, but thanks. Her girlfriend was all like, hey, watch out, because he's getting ready to break up with you, because it's a non-gift.
Oh, boy. And so then she came to us and like, okay, is she right? Like, should I be worried about this?
Yeah. All right, so the update.
Hey, guys. Wanted to give you a little update on how my conversation went with my boyfriend.
Oh.
So I kind of took your advice on how to bring it up and was just kind of casual when I asked him over for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what his motivation was behind the star gift. Like, where did he get the idea? Because it was unique.
And can I pause there real quick? There is nothing guys love more than to get needled about what their thought process was behind something.
Uh-huh.
So, go on.
He looked a little confused. And then quickly said he saw an ad pop up on social media and thought it was a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. And he was all like, why? You don't like it? And I said, no, it's not that. It just kind of came out of left field a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then I admitted that my friend told me her boyfriend gave her this random painting from a thrift store, and then he broke up with her. And I was all like, isn't that so mean?
Mm.
And y'all, his face started to get beet red, and he got quiet.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, that's mean, right? And then he puts his fork down and looks at me in the most pathetic way and says, Ash, I have to tell you something.
Oh, he used the nickname?
My stomach's in my butt at this point. I'm freaking out. He says, my buddy gave me the idea because I didn't want to ruin your birthday by telling you I think we should see other people, and I didn't want to confuse you by getting you jewelry or anything, and I'm really sorry, but I feel like we need to take some time apart.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I didn't know the right time, and I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Wow.
And just like that, I got my own thrift store Picasso in the sky. I looked at him and said, welp, that sucks. I marched into the bathroom, got my toothbrush, took his favorite hoodie, and left.
Oh my gosh, took his favorite hoodie?
Boy, bye.
I'm going to take this.
Uh-huh. I'm not trying to convince anyone to be with me, and I guess now I have my answer as to why we haven't talked about moving in or getting engaged 2 years into the relationship.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I thought you guys should know. I burned the certificate with the coordinates, so I guess my real estate in the sky is back on the market for the next schmuck.
Oh, wow.
Love you guys.
Wow. There were a lot of people in the comments section of her original message to us that
right.
were
she was so ungrateful and yeah
that were
and
blasting
that
her.
He didn't deserve her or that she didn't deserve him and wait, maybe he was just romantic. And
so her girlfriend was spot on.
Spot on. Yeah. Spot on.
Oh,
that was her
Ashley,
store painting.
Well, first of all, sorry that that happened to you. Glad that you got, you were, I guess, mature.
Your friend's instincts were kind of on the right path and alerted you to it.
Yeah, and your radar was up, so yeah. it wasn't like a blindsided, right?
Yeah, but man, oh man, that's kind of not the direction. I was hoping that she'd bring it up, and he's just like, oh, you know, babe.
When I look into the sky.
Yeah, I thought we could like look at the stars together and see that, and I just thought like, oh,
I want to go camping with you someday. Lay out under the stars.
Oh, boy.
Look at your star. I bought
there was going to be some sort of amazing reason behind
it. I bought a star for me right next to yours so we could be together forever in the heavens.
Mm.
That did
I guess
not
that's
happen.
Better than buying matching, you know, side-by-side burial plots.
Or tattoos.
Or tattoos. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, Ashley, thank you for getting back with us. On
yes,
that. Sorry that
sorry.
That was the result. But I, you know, honestly, I'm glad that we talked about it because that kind of confirmed almost what we were thinking.
Well, and now she's not wasting any more time in a relationship that is obvious now it wasn't going anywhere.
Have you ever given a pity gift to someone who you knew you were going to break up with?
No. Because I was always the one getting dumped.
So my roommate got kind of a pity gift before he got dumped by his high school girlfriend. We were in college, and so, you know, they had been dating for a while, and then she gives him, I forget what it was, but I remember it was just it was like a pity gift. And he was like, why did, and he literally, after he opened it and she left, he like comes to me and is like, why did she give me this?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, yeah. No.
Oh, and then, yes, yeah. As guys do. They're not going to sit there and analyze it.
No,
like,
no, absolutely not.
Go get a beer.
I know. I was like, yeah. I don't know. I have no idea why. You're the one who's dated her for a couple years. I have no idea.
I will tell you this. So I had the same boyfriend from eighth grade to junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he was all like, we're going to get married after high school. And I was like, you're all my only boyfriend ever. And I kind of started to freak out. And so I actually kind of broke up with him, and this was before prom.
Yeah.
Junior year. And he had, I guess, gotten me a gold coin jewelry was very big back then. Like the rope chain, gold yeah. coin jewelry.
Sure.
He got me a bracelet. Aww. Like this okay. gold rope chain, gold coin bracelet. And he shows up to that. He's like, what am I supposed to do with this? And gives it to me.
What
and
am I supposed to do with this?
And I wow. felt so bad. He felt really bad that he like got, he was gonna guess give it to me at prom, and then I broke his heart.
Oh,
and Kelly. I think he was trying to work up the courage to give it to me or figure out what to do with it because he kept like coming by my house
yeah.
in his yellow Geostorm.
Sure,
just driving by.
Oh no,
just forlorn and upset. Feel bad, poor Dave in the Geostorm.
All right. So, what were the do you have subtle signs that maybe looking back? You realize now that your relationship was headed to disaster. Was it a pity gift that you received from your now ex mm-hmm. that you look back and go, oh, yeah, well, that same thing happened to me? Or was it something more subtle that you realized? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories on the way.